Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Ever see one of those TV commercials where someone is having trouble getting out of bed, the old engine just won't kick over, slowly shuffling into the closet, eyes puffy and half open, and then they smell the brewing coffee or imagine that delicious breakfast, or they get a whiff of the fresh soap in the shower, and suddenly they perk up, their eyes pop open, their shoulders square, and they get a bounce in their step. Hey, we've all been there. Can't find that motivation button until something clicks. But you know what? Successful people don't wait for outside forces to push them. They find ways to light their own fire, to jumpstart their own battery, and get moving. Yeah, they have their off days too, but fewer of them by far than everyone else. Want to hear some good ones? Some smart and effective ways the highest achievers self-motivate? What they do may also be able to start your ignition switch on a lazy day. And not just in the morning, I'm talking about any time throughout the day you're having trouble getting the juices flowing. Here are 12 ways to self-motivate and get moving anytime for any reason on any activity. Number one, make it a full-time life practice to hang out with self-starters. You know, people who are exciting, passionate, and driven. Ambitious go-getters, action-oriented people, movers and shakers who get more done by lunch, some by breakfast, than most others do all day. They'll rub off on you. Who you run with matters. Run with lazy people and you'll be lazy. No, settle for nothing better than running with superstars who are self-motivated. Choose your companions carefully. Number two, get clear on your life passions. Tie the activity you're engaged in to one of your passions. I have four critical passions in life: family, fitness, business, and baseball. Everything I do fits under one of those four categories: family, fitness, business, and baseball. You too will be motivated to act if you can see that the payoff to one of your passions. Number three, get your head screwed on right early. Start your day reading a list of positive affirmations like, I am successful because I have formed the habit of doing the things failures don't like to do, and I do them every day. Or, today is a great day to help other people reach their potential. Or, today is a money day. Or, I am determined to follow through on my goals and plans regardless of obstacles, criticism, and circumstances, and in spite of what other people say, think, or do. You know, I have hundreds of written affirmations categorized by the roles I play in my life: husband, father, speaker, inspirer, leader, my relationships, my clients, fitness, goal setting, my own personal performance. Positive affirmations are a great way to start the day or read anytime throughout the day when you need a lift. They are your own personal pep talk. Number four, always, always expect the best and plan for the worst. Identify 3 to 5 things that could go wrong on this endeavor and decide what you'll do if they do. Then you're ready. No surprises. Now you can let go of the negatives and stay positive. Assume things will go your way. Number five, on your daily to-do list, list 5 quick and easy things first. 15 minutes total. Start with some quick wins. Build momentum. Little victories lead to big victories. You know, some time management experts always preach, start with your biggest project first. Nope, that's not me. I start small, quick, I get a pace going, and I get in a winning groove. Don't start with your biggest challenge first. Now, the big one may be number 6. It's just not number 1. Number 6, determine when you are most productive. Is it first thing in the morning, midday, right before dinner, late at night? Well, work then. Everyone preaches morning. Everyone says, morning, we're all sharpest, so get your best work done in the morning. Well, that may be true for a lot of people, but it's not the case for everybody. If you're not a morning person, go with it. Work late at night. Work at when it works for you. Number 7, fully prepare for any goal or event. And I mean fully prepare. Unpreparedness derails motivation. Do your homework, research, write out action steps. What could go wrong? How you'll handle it if it does. Preparation promotes confidence. Confidence overrides fear, which inspires action. Hall of Fame Dallas Cowboy quarterback Roger Staubach said, "Spectacular performance is always preceded by spectacular preparation." Number 8, prepare no later than the day before. You'll sleep better. Don't wait till the last minute, the day of. Number 9, have you got a speech or a presentation to give or a conversation to have and you want to be your best? Rehearse again and again and again and again until it sounds, looks, and feels unrehearsed. It looks natural, rhythmic, and easy flowing. Number 10, involve someone smarter than you at the particular endeavor you're pursuing so you're not doing it alone. And you're also learning new ideas, new approaches, and new solutions from someone brilliant. Knowing you'll have such an exciting companion will help motivate you. Number 11, do some visualizing. Identify people important to you, people you want to be proud of you, a parent, a coach, a mentor. Then imagine and visualize in your mind's eye each of those people telling you how amazed and proud they are that you accomplished this incredible feat. Feed off that pride. Feed off that feeling, that sensation that you have pleased someone important to you. This too will help you get started. Number 12, fill your life with motivating posters and sayings. Post them all around you, on your office walls, on your computer, on your refrigerator, on your bathroom mirror, the visor of your car, inside your checkbook, everywhere. In my office are signs that read, "Get started, keep moving, never quit." Another one says, "I will not be stopped." On my refrigerator, a sign reads, "You can't out-exercise a bad diet." In my home gym, I have a sign that reads, "Sweat dries, blood clots, bones heal, suck it up, buttercup." I surround myself with motivational quotes, sayings, and stories that energize me, that kick my tail, and don't let me take the easy path. So, there you have them. 12 great ideas to put into play and watch your self-motivation go up. You'll be more confident and self-assured, you'll perform better, and you'll be proud of yourself too. As Nike says, just do it. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.